Dred Mrugalski in the studio. Time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. We welcome in Lucretia Renteria from Mendocino Coast Clinics. Good morning, Lucretia.
Good morning.
Today, vaccines. We're going to talk about the supply and also the changeover to the MyTurn website for vaccine alerts.
Yes, and that's an important development that's come live for our county residents. And I think everybody's trying to get out the word to go to myturn.ca.gov to register for alerts for vaccine events in your area. It will ask some qualifying questions. You kind of get put into what you, when your turn might be or when your tier might be. But as we look at the increase in the number of vaccines that are going to become available to California and the way that we want to increase distributing those vaccines, it's important to get on a list. I know it's been really confusing up until now because we've been saying use vaccinatemendo.com. Adventist Health had a list. The public health department had a list. And then we were using our patient databases. Hopefully this will consolidate things. We will still go back to our patient database. We're still looking at those 75 and over that are MCC patients and trying to get you in as soon as possible. Tomorrow we're doing second dose. We have about 105 second dose vaccines for MCC patients. And then yesterday we were alerted that we'd have another 100 to disperse tomorrow. So we're going to go back to our food service, essential employees around the coast, and have made appointments for those folks tomorrow for first dose. We're getting there. We haven't hit all employers. We haven't hit all the businesses yet, but we're trying to make our way through. Just wanted to mention that to date, Mendocino Coast Clinics has administered 1,879 vaccines. That's both first and second doses for some people, and probably about 700 of those are first doses. So I know at least 1,000 of our patients have been vaccinated, but we have probably touched a little over 1,100, maybe 1,200 individuals with their first and or second dose so far. So we're making a dent. But remember to register on myturn.ca.gov. As the state turns over the distribution of vaccine to Blue Shield, Blue Shield is going to connect with myturn.ca.gov to make sure that alerts are going out. And then that's how we're tracking both inventory and when second doses are going to come out. Because if you go to a provider for your first dose, that's who's going to be allocated your second dose. So it is important to follow up with the same place that you got vaccinated the first time. We know that's sometimes not convenient because as some of our communities have had big vaccination efforts and maybe people went down to Point Arena to get vaccinated, they're going to have to make that trip again. And that's just how the system was set up, because when you get a first dose, then you're going to end up with a second dose and you want that same group of people to come back to you.
Lucretia, I want to make sure I understand this now with this myturn.ca.gov. For people who are clients of Mendocino Coast Clinics, Adventist Health, whoever the provider is, and they have registered with them for COVID shots, is that provider still going to contact them? Or is that contact now going to be made through myturn.ca.gov?
I can only speak for Mendocino Coast Clinic.
Sure.
We're going to still reach out to our patients and make sure we're contacting them at this point.
Okay.
Especially for our more senior population.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that we're doing that. Now, at some point, we may change that position and actually send out, we have patient portal alerts. And we have ways to do text alerts to our patients and whatnot.
Okay.
We may send out mass alerts and just say, please register on my turn. That's how you're going to get your appointment after we switch from this, you know, much harder to reach group of 75 and over.
Okay. So as far as Mendocino Coast Clinics is concerned, if you're registered with the clinics, you're covered despite signing in with my turn also.
Right. But if you want to be alerted of someone else's events, I know Adventist Health has started doing some mass vax events here on the coast.
Yes.
And some of their slots are open to the general public and non-patients, then they could be alerted to those types of events also. So even if you're one of our patients, I would suggest you sign up with that website, because someone, public health might bring a vaccination event. Adventist Health could bring a vaccination event to the coast. It's not all on our shoulders. And I want our patients to take advantage of whatever is their first available opportunity.
Okay, got it. What else is on your mind?
Just remember that testing is still available Wednesday morning and Thursday afternoon. We've seen the numbers drop across the county and really want to get those numbers back up.
Mm-hmm.
We also have been working with the schools in how to make sure that there's testing available as our schools reopen. Fort Bragg Unified is going to open on Monday, and we've trained school personnel on how to do the self-administered test that will be available for students, and we have weekly testing available for school staff here at the clinic. So we're really working hard to keep the community safe as we reopen schools. I know some families are really concerned about it, but I do want to reassure that I've been working with school staff, as has Dr. William Miller, the Chief of Staff at Adventist Health Mendocino Coast, to make sure that there's a good solid plan for when we go back to in-person. So I'm looking forward to that happening for our little ones. We see there's lots of stress and strain in having remote education for a year.
Yeah. Well, as you said just a minute or so ago, it obviously you and the other healthcare professionals are starting to make a dent. And that's so important. And I know I can speak for a lot of people saying thank you very much for starting the dent.
Exactly.
All right. Lucretia, thanks again for being on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the Coast.